Hey, the weather's beautiful. Everybody's getting back out. I see some people kind of trotting around town, running too, getting ready for your 5K. We're talking running tips today, correct?
Yes, yes. Since it is starting to get into spring finally, just kind of going through some tips to help kind of start getting active outside. Make sure you start easy. You know, we always say keep that 10% rule. Try not to increase miles with running, or kind of give it a couple days in between or even a week in between before progressing into increasing those miles. Always start with like a warm up or a cool down. So try some like dynamic stretching. So like a high knee, like a butt kicker, marching, a toy soldier walk, like a shuffle. Start with that for the first couple of blocks, maybe, just to kind of warm up the different muscles that help stabilize while running or activate or are activated while running. Also, maybe start with a walk run. So probably starting with your walking with more time. So thinking like 5 minutes of walking, and then maybe incorporate like 30 seconds to a minute of running. And then make sure it's always nice to have like a friend to help you out. And so if you guys can coordinate meeting a place or things like that, that keeps people motivated and wanting to continue to exercise or move. And while you're talking, check with like a talk test. Can you hold a conversation without being short of breath? That can also help with your pace. And then also incorporate like yoga, Pilates, strength training, cross training, things like that. That kind of helps keep you motivated. It's a change of scenery, change of pace, and it helps increase that flexibility.
So pace is what we're looking at, doing a good warm-up too, but watching the pace too so you're not overdoing it, correct?
Correct.
All right.
As well, yes.
Because yep. I know a lot of people too, and I've done that before, like to start out and just go great guns, but not always the best thing to do if you've been kind of sedentary and sitting around all winter. Rizzy, if people want to know more about the 5K or anything regarding some running tips, what is your number at OSBTI?
641-7725, and it is our 10th annual this year too. Wow. As well. So if you want to get a T-shirt, or make sure you're guaranteed a T-shirt, try to get registered before April 20th.
All right. Sounds good. Rizzy, listen, enjoy the weather. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. That is Rizzy at OSBTI in Breckenridge, and we talk with the good folks over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twisted up all day long. You